pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Respected elders, dear sisters and brothers, a very warm welcome to the evening session of the 33rd annual convocation celebration of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning in the Divine Presence. Our revered founder chancellor Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba set up this unique university 3 decades ago with the prime objective of developing men and women of character. He desired that his students be academically competent, socially sensitive, and spiritually aware, and present themselves as role models and change agents in society. Bhagwan thus established the institute on the lines of the ancient Gurukula system, with his teachers playing the noble role of the guru, molding the personality of students. Right from the inception of this university, Bhagwan always highlighted the crucial role of a teacher in this education system. He compared the teachers to the overhead tank and the students to taps. In a values-based integral education system like ours, the role of the teacher is more than teaching, research, and associated administrative responsibilities. It extends beyond the walls of the classroom and demands the teacher's time and attention for the all-round personality development of students in the physical, mental, intellectual, emotional, psychological, and spiritual domains. The teacher is required to be a mentor for the student. The teacher is expected to inspire the students through his or her own example, to participate in games, sports, and cultural activities, in service and spiritual activities, in extension programs like the community service and Gram Seva, all these with discipline and dedication as the undercurrent. Further, the resident teachers in the hostels shoulder additional responsibilities as room teachers, self-reliance in charges, sports and cultural coordinators, and effective disciplinarians. They are accessible to the students round the clock, enthusiastic to address their concerns, be it academic, social, family, personal, etc. It is for this very reason that Bhagwan regards his teachers as the backbone of his education system. A teacher can make or mar students. Bhagwan speaks about 3 kinds of teachers. The first type revels in complaints. They are the teachers with grouses of one kind or the other. The second takes time to explain. They explain what the students have to learn. While the third type are teachers who inspire. Such teachers arouse the enthusiasm of students and awaken in them the passion to realize their potential and fulfill their dreams. Nothing can express the love that Bhagwan has for his students and the trust that he reposes in his teachers better than the statement that he often makes, "Take care of my students as your children, and I will take care of you and your children." This evening, the university wishes to recognize and felicitate few of the many noble and dedicated instruments of Bhagwan who have excelled in their role as a teacher in all the dimensions of the integral education system. The Sai Krishna Award for Research and Training has been instituted to honor the top researchers and teachers of the university. Every year, the award will alternate between top researchers and top teachers. This year, the award is being given to the best teachers of the university. The Sai Krishna Award consists of a certificate, a memento, and a cash award of Rs. 25,000 as a token of Bhagwan's love and blessings. The winners of the awards for best teacher, one from each of the 4 campuses of the institute, have been selected based on a comprehensive evaluation of their performance in teaching, mentoring, and participation in the co-curricular activities of our integral education system. Some of the criteria deployed for selection of the best teachers are a minimum number of papers taught in the previous 2 semesters, a minimum number of years of teaching experience, effective integration of values in Bhagwan's message in classroom teaching, and very active participation in all co-curricular activities of the integral education system. The self-evaluation reports submitted by the teachers and the student feedback reports are also used as supporting documents. I now request Honorable Chancellor of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Justice M.N. Venkatachalaya, to give away the awards of the winners as I call upon each one of them. Justice M.N. Venkatachalaya. The Sai Krishna Award for Best Teacher in the Anantpur Campus goes to Dr. Ms. T.R. Rajeshwari, Associate Professor, Department of Commerce. Dr. Rajeshwari graduated in Commerce in 1979 and went on to pursue her M.Com, B.Ed and M.Phil from Madurai Kamraj University. She also holds diplomas in commercial geography, commercial practice and banking. She first worked as a postgraduate teacher in St. Mary's Girls Higher Secondary School from 1981 to 82 and then joined the postgraduate department of Commerce College for Women, Viruddhunagar, Tamil Nadu, served there until 1991. It was in 1991 that Dr. Rajeshwari came to the fold of Bhagwan, and at his direct command, she joined the Department of Commerce of our university. She received her PhD degree from Bhagwan in 2002. She is currently serving as Associate Professor in the Department of Commerce at the Anantpur campus. She is a member of the Sri Sathya Sai Society for Women's Hostel at the Anantpur and is also Deputy Warden of the Sri Sathya Sai Hostel for Women at the campus. She has published 10 papers, chaired 5 UGC-sponsored national seminars at various places, and has been a resource person in 2 orientation courses on Indian culture and values. She is in charge of the hostel dispensary since 2003. She painstakingly looks after the sick children like a mother, taking them to the doctor, arranging for medicines, and ensuring that every child gets the required medical attention. She plays a very active role in organizing and coordinating sports events as part of the annual sports and cultural meet of the institute. She is also responsible for the organization and supervision of the activities during the annual Gram Seva program. Her students observe that she divinizes every subject. Every class of hers is filled with a message. They observe that all that Dr. Rajeshwari needs is a piece of chalk and a blackboard to equip them with a ready-to-use toolkit to deal with any subject. Her unflinching commitment to the subject she teaches and patience with students are her greatest strengths. She, as students say, is a learner's tutor in college, a beginner's guardian in the hostel, and a student's teacher in life. Her contrasting qualities of detachment and loving care, as inseparable as the two sides of a coin, are admired by her students, and they look upon her with deepest respect. Dr. Rajeshwari in turn thanks all her students, whom she regards as her intellectual partners, for helping her to grow intellectually and spiritually. She is ever grateful to the Sri Sathya Sai education system for giving her the space and allowing her to grow in all dimensions. I now request Justice Venkatachalaya Garu to hand over the memento. The Sai Krishna Award for Best Teacher in the Vrindavan Campus goes to Sri Rajkumar Jain, Associate Professor, Department of Physics. Sri Rajkumar Jain completed his schooling from Shimla and then joined the Sri Sathya College in Vrindavan in the year 1978 for his pre-university program. Thereafter, he completed his BSc in Physics from the Vrindavan campus in 1983, went on to complete his MSc Physics from Prashantinilam in 1985. Sri Rajkumar Jain was privileged to be blessed by Bhagwan with the Sri Sathya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal for the best student of the university in the year 1984. With Bhagwan's blessings, after completing his studies, Sri Jain was directed to join as a lecturer in the Department of Physics. He has been serving in that capacity ever since. Currently, he is associate professor in the department. He has been instrumental in the electronics lab improvisation at the campus, involving in-house fabrication of power supplies and digital trainers. He has also developed in-house demos and manuals for the lab courses of the physics program. He's a lifetime member of the Indian Association of Physics Teachers. Students are very appreciative of his confidence and clarity, excellent communication skills, and total command over the class. He typically presents the history of a topic that makes it very interesting. He ensures that each student understands the topic well and also gives constructive instructions about life. Students know him as a man of principles who always sticks to his word. Students are always his first priority. He resides in the Sri Sathya Sai Hostel for Men at the Vrindavan campus. Being a resident faculty member, he has had the privilege of working under the direct guidance and supervision of Bhagwan for many activities where he has played a key leadership role, such as the annual Gram Seva, annual sports and cultural meet, and the annual summer courses in Indian culture and spirituality right since their inception. He has been an active and dynamic member of the planning committee and the serving groups in the annual Gram Seva since 2000. He is actively involved in organizing and coordinating the sports and cultural presentations of the Vrindavan campus during the annual sports and cultural meet right since 1986. He is an active participant in organizing and managing the summer courses in Indian culture and spirituality held in Vrindavan from 1990 to 2002, working under the direct guidance of Bhagwan, our revered founder chancellor. His hobbies are spiritual activities, social service and sports. He's a very effective and inspiring mentor. Sri Rajkumar believes that it has been and is still a great blessing for all of us to be associated with the institutions set up by our Lord. This, he says, permitted us to interact with him and gave Bhagwan an excuse to use us in whatever role he felt we would be useful. He observes that it was really patient teaching by him and at times difficult learning for us. What mattered more to Bhagwan was individuals than the job or the assignment. I now request Justice Venkatachalya Garu to hand over the memento to Sri Rajkumar Jain. The Sai Krishna Award for the best teacher in Prashantinilam campus goes to Dr. Shailesh Srivastava, Assistant Professor, Department of Physics. Dr. Shailesh joined Bhagwan's pre-university college at Whitefield in 1982. He then joined the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning for his BSc program in 1984. He graduated with a gold medal in BSc Physics in 87. He went on to do his MSc Physics and subsequently enrolled for his doctoral research at the institute. He was awarded his PhD in the year 2000. With Bhagwan's blessings, Dr. Shailesh joined as a postgraduate teacher at the Sri Sathya Sai Higher Secondary School in 1989 and later as assistant professor in the Department of Physics at the Institute. He teaches at the postgraduate level, and his areas of competence are nonlinear optics, fiber optics, lasers, nanophotonics, classical electrodynamics, optical and digital communication systems, and microprocessors. Dr. Shailesh has guided several MSc and MTech projects. He successfully blends spirituality and human values into teaching through practice and precept. Students are very appreciative of the clarity and the mastery he has over the fundamentals of the subject. As they put it, he is the teacher whose teaching directly enters into your heart so that you need not by heart. He is known to be a spirited teacher with a brilliant mind and a warm heart. He is a member, Optical Society of America, and reviewer for IEEE Photonics Technology Letters. He is listed under educators in Marcuse Who's Who in the World 2008 and has a number of publications and papers in several conferences. Dr. Shailesh is very well known as an excellent musician and the main coordinators of the bhajans at Prashanti Mandir. He's an accomplished harmonium and keyboard player and has been blessed by Bhagwan to accompany the world's topmost artist in Indian and Western music. He has been the director of music over decades for the convocation dramas, plays presented by students in Sai Kulwant Hall, sports meet, and several other cultural programs. He has also been the lyricist and music composer for more than 100 songs, stotrams, kavalis, and carols sung in the divine presence. He has choreographed and directed several sports and cultural mass items during the annual sports and cultural meet of the institute. He is also a very good speaker. Dr. Shailesh resides in the Sri Satya Sai Hostel along with his students. He is an excellent role model for the students and a very good inspiring mentor. Takes care of several responsibilities and the overall discipline in the hostel. Dr. Shailesh believes that his first priority is to love, obey and serve Bhagwan, to whom he attributes all his success and achievements. He feels that living in the hostel with the students and serving them has taught him a lot, brought him closer to Bhagwan, and has also given him opportunities to uncover hidden potential in the students and is himself. He is ever grateful to Bhagwan, his Guruji, his parents and all the students for whatever he is today. I now request Justice Venkatachala Garu to hand over the memento to Dr. Shailesh Srivastava. The Sai Krishna Award for Best Teacher in our fourth and the youngest campus, the Mudanhalli campus, goes to Sri V. Bhaskaran, Assistant Professor, Department of Mathematics and Computer Science. Sri Bhaskaran joined the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning for his BSc program in the year 1995. He graduated with a BSc honors in mathematics in 98, went on to do his MSc and subsequently enrolled for the MTech Computer Science at the institute. He was awarded the gold medal for MTech Computer Science in the year 2002. Thereafter, Sri Bhaskaran joined Polaris Software Labs and worked there for 2.5 years, in the course of which he received the Going Extra Miles Award for the development of the business rule engine. He then moved on to IBM India Private Limited, India Systems and Technology Labs, and worked with them for nearly 6 years. He filed 2 patents at India Software Labs IBM. He was also recipient of the Bravo Award at IBM in 2005 and 2007. However, in the year 2011, Sri Bhaskaran chose to leave his corporate journey and settle down at the lotus feet of Bhagwan through serving at his university. Sri Bhaskaran joined as assistant professor in the Department of Mathematics and Computer Science at the Mudanhalli campus. He is also the deputy warden of the Sri Satya Sai Hostel for Men at the campus. Sri Bhaskaran's skill sets include high performance computing and system area networks. He has vast knowledge and expertise in several programming skills, compilers, operating systems, platforms and software tools. Sri Bhaskaran is a very engaging, innovating and inspiring teacher. Students observe that his classes are very interesting, practical and application oriented. With his rich work experience, he illustrates concepts and their applicability in the real world IT context. He ensures student involvement, discussions and collective learning as a class. At the hostel, Sri Bhaskaran, apart from being the deputy warden and an effective mentor, also manages the kitchen and the telephone department. He is a very strict disciplinarian and yet very understanding and accommodative when necessary. He is easily approachable and is always available for students at any time. When approached by a student, he sets aside everything else that he is doing and first attends to the needs of the student. They refer to him as a perfect example of simple living and high thinking. I now request Justice Venkatachala Garu to hand over the memento to Sri V. Bhaskaran. Thank you, sir. Continuing with the 33rd annual convocation celebrations of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, we will now have the drama presentation by the Institute students. Sai Ram.
Sri Sai Ram. On the occasion of the 33rd convocation of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, we the students offer at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba a drama entitled Antaranga Sai.
Lakshman, I was just like you, a young student, many years back. But today, life has changed. Student days, the best days of life. Oh, it is the 22nd of November, the convocation day of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, my alma mater. It makes me feel so nostalgic. I remember my convocation too. It was a long time ago. Today I shall pen down this wonderful story of my life. I want to share it with all of you. Let me begin. We were just done with our MBA, bubbling with energy, eager to make a mark in this world. We were at the doorstep of a new beginning, away from Prashant and Alim.
I am really nervous right now. It feels like I'm back at the school notice board, waiting in the eager yet perspiring crowd, hustling about to see my result.
I think it was a lot better then. Fate was in most cases vaguely visible from our efforts. But these interviews, I'm afraid, are a whole lot tricky.
It gets confusing when people stare back oddly, whatever be the reply, right or wrong.
Like I once said, I love to write rather than talk. The blank paper only gives you more and more space and accepts your art calmly, without a judgment.
Hemant, will you focus? Look at these people gathered around here. I sense they too belong to premier institutions. I really doubt if we will be able to buck the odds. Let's pray to Swami that he blesses us.
Just imagine, if one of us does get through, this will be the first time someone from our institute will be landing such an honored and esteemed vocation. Swami will definitely be proud of us. Lakshman, frankly though, I am sure you will get through.
Thanks for your gracious benevolence. But I trust that brilliance isn't enough to handle all the greatest challenges. Sometimes, luck has its say though.
Shh! There seems to be someone coming this way. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Gentlemen, after the first round of evaluation, here are the names of the candidates selected for the next round. Vineet, Rohit, Sai Prem, and Lakshman. My best wishes to the rest of you.
Hearty congratulations, Prem and Lakshman. Have you noticed it, Prem? Swami has showed that you can compete with even the very best out there.
More importantly, I think now you'll be tested on other aspects like personality.
Perhaps something that would test a presence of mind?
I have no idea what's coming. But I only hope and pray to present an exemplary image of the university we represent. That way, we can express our gratitude to the Divine Master who brought light to our lives.
Both of you should give your best.
With Swami's grace, any result is only good for us. We shall pray for you.
So that when we return to that temple of learning the next time, we have a story of purpose and respected identity to inspire our juniors. And of course, express our endless gratitude to our teachers for guiding us all through.
Pardon me. I have been eavesdropping on your conversation for a while now. And I am a bit curious to ask you something. Which is this university that you are referring to?
Sir, we are all students from Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning.
In all my years of service here, I have seen groups like you walk in excited from all the premier institutions. But when I declare the selected candidates, it's a pandemonium. There is anger, shock, surprise. People even shout back. But I couldn't help notice the way you were talking to each other. I have never seen such knitted brotherhood. You have definitely earned your higher learning, an apt name for your college indeed.
Thank you, sir. Those words mean a lot to us.
You're welcome. Oh, it's time for Lakshman to go in for his next round. It was really good seeing all of you.
So, Mr. Lakshman, what makes you think that you
could be a good administrator tomorrow.
Very surprisingly, a moment ago, one of your own employees recognized the hidden treasure of brotherhood instilled in me. And that is because in our university, we are taught that administration is about combining love with discipline.
But in my opinion, a loving administrator can never be an effective administrator.
You're absolutely right, sir. A loving administrator cannot, but a loving heart can.
What do you mean by that?
A loving heart will find no faults in the person, but in the action. Most often, it's the action in the situation that needs to be corrected before labeling the doer wrong. That, in my opinion, is how a loving heart works.
Have you ever come across one such person in your life?
Proudly, sir. The founder chancellor of our university, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. If I start talking about him now, I'm sure we'll have no more interviews today.
Interesting. Do go on.
They asked me to talk about Swami and our institute. Could I have got a more pleasant question? I just spoke my heart out. Well, not only did I get the job, but I put in my best efforts every single day. The next 5 years went by smoothly. I was inching closer to my dream. Oh, I have not yet told you about my dream. Have I? Huh. I also told about it to others on one fine day.
I think a vacation like this one needs a little planning in advance. I think ideally a nearby scenic location would be perfect. What do you say, Varun?
I'm afraid, but I might not be able to make it because my mother is not keeping too well lately. And I cannot leave her alone and come.
What happened to your mother?
It's nothing too alarming. Just old age catching up. She had some severe pain last week. And she's begun to worry a lot. I just thought I should spend more time with her.
That's fine, Varun. Your mother needs you now. We will hopefully have you on the next trip.
Lakshman, this morning we are discussing about an ideal spot for all of us to spend a long weekend. Someplace good, in the embrace of nature, far from this corporate cacophony. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, nothing comes to my mind right away.
We just began the discussion actually. Grab a seat. Even we are pretty unsure where to go. Maybe Shimla?
Actually, I made some different plans for the weekend.
Lakshman, I think this isn't fair on your part. You've always evaded our request and escaped with some pretext or the other. It's been 5 years now.
It's been 5 years?
Yes, I think so. Anyway, what's the matter with you? Aren't we good company? Or is it that you just don't like us?
Or are we doing something wrong according to you? By spending money in holidaying?
No. It's nothing of that sort. It is just a very personal reason.
Do you mind sharing it with us? As brothers, we are just asking. Varun just mentioned about his mother's health. And we totally understand. We respect family time. So share it with us if it's some family issue. Just in case we could also help.
It's for a dream, very close to my heart, that I wish to fulfill. A dream that began when I was young enough to clutch my father's hand firmly past the honking traffic. My grandfather had built a primary school in our village that he and his friend took care of. I always stood afar, watching the kids in amazement and wonder. And one day, the news came that my parents had passed away in an accident as they were traveling to the city. But somehow, even now, every time I step onto the road, I always remember my father's clasp.
I'm very sorry to hear that, Lakshman.
Sorry? Sorry for what? Some things in life aren't in our hands, isn't it? But eventually, the school was my new home. The warmth of that place that I always perceived as my grandfather's embrace. But after I finished my primary schooling, I wondered, what's next? Where was my next chapter? Until my grandfather introduced Sri Satya Sai Baba into my life. From then on, life's been a smooth journey. I joined the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School. Along the way, I have been inspired by him to do something for the society and be grateful for what one gets. From that day, I began to envision myself doing something for those kids at the village who will be clueless like I was then. I want to set up a higher secondary school for those children and give them a brighter tomorrow.
That's indeed a noble dream of yours, Lakshman. We would all be glad to extend our help to you in any way we can to achieve the dream of yours.
Thank you, Kamal. But as yet, I'm only taking my baby steps into this. Once I make some progress, I will definitely welcome you aboard. So that's the reason I've been saving up all my money to go and start this project sometime soon. It's my promise to Swami and myself that I will definitely achieve this one day. During this break, I'm actually planning to visit that school.
We wish you the very best on behalf of everyone. And we know for sure you will do well.
Now, I think we too should start our work. I think if we continue planning at this rate, even that long weekend shall just land up and pass.
All of you. Srinivas, you seem to have lost some weight. Are you not eating well?
I eat well, bhaiya, but I do not know why I lose weight.
He runs around a lot, you see. So all that he eats does not add to his weight.
Sairam Kaka,
I have always wondered, Lakshman, how do you remember each of their names? Sometimes even I forget. After taking their daily attendance.
Are you subtly prodding me to come here more often? Besides you forgetting, Kaka, you are my first tutor. How is your health keeping up, Kaka?
I am always healthy. As long as I got this family that keeps me on my feet. And as long as he wills. Look at you. I still remember that day. When you came in as a small kid, like one of them, the look in your eyes, I could never understand. And look at you now, coming here periodically without fail to encourage these kids with Swami's pictures and sweets for them.
How could I forget the darkest days of my life? I was fortunate enough to escape the shades of the streets and find this lovely home. I will never forget all that you have done for me, Kaka, and for each of those little hearts that walk out as self-confident individuals from this tiny straw building. To me, it's more than a school or a home. It's a temple, Kaka. It's a temple.
I am so proud of you, son. But it's been a while now since I heard you speak like this. What is on your mind?
Kaka, I'm here to fulfill a dream that is closest to my heart.
What is it that you want to do, son?
Look at those children, Kaka. Lost in their innocence. They never complain. But tomorrow, when they finish their primary schooling, where will they go? I was blessed enough to get into Swami school. But we do not know if they will be called. Rather, I think it's time to get Swami home.
I always knew it. He is definitely listening to my prayers. The way he has touched your life at every step.
Today I promise you that pretty soon I shall construct a higher secondary school building, complete with a library, playground and a hostel upon that land of mine adjacent to the school, so that each of them can grow up with a little more honor, dignity and pride. Kaka, why are you so silent? Are you not happy?
You have not only grown, beta, but even outgrown me with your heart. I am sure Dadaji and your parents will be so proud today. On that day, I found a fragile rose in the barren land. But today, after all this journey, see yourself. Verily turned this forest into a garden with your fragrant touch of love. I promise you, son, that I shall strive tirelessly to give life to your noble dream. Now come inside. It's time for lunch with the children.
How I wish I was as committed as Kaka. What a simple life he led. There was no pressure of success, no fear of competition. But that is what my life revolved around. Join as a fresher, work hard, make the cut as a team lead, work harder, become an associate lead. What a ruthlessly demanding professional world. And failure. There couldn't be a more bitter pill to swallow. And that is what I learned that day.
That was a pretty impressive presentation, Lakshman. Now, Vineet, it's your turn to present. Hope you got something to beat Lakshman's meticulous magic.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. The brainy study history. The bold make the future. As a company of vision, I believe that this is the right time to send a striking message across that we mean business in this race, and winning with ease and strategy is our forte. I've got some marvelous ideas that should silence all of your fears. Now, let me begin. that, I come to the conclusion of my presentation, gentlemen. Once again, a gross 20% cut from my colleague's proposal, in addition to the more efficient economic model. Thank you for your patient listening.
It's been a long time since I've seen the second man standing and command my respect. Kudos, Lakshman. But there's still that tiny difference between the two of you. And after listening to the two presentations for the project, the management has concluded to a unanimous verdict. Mr. Vineet has delivered an ideal strategy that we believe would make our company grow. Congratulations, Vineet.
Hearty congrats, Vineet. That's pretty remarkable. Although I can't believe you managed a model with some of those figures. It looks highly ingenious. I've got a lot to learn from you. Wonder what I missed after all my thorough investigation and design.
We both know the untold secrets, Lakshman. You know, I believe that you are immensely talented and even a genius to get ahead on this crowded highway. But perhaps, if you're eyeing the crown, why not take the empty by-lanes instead? This is a race that cannot be won by the rules, my friend.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's time to think. Think as to how to lead, not survive. Think how to manipulate, just a little bit, and balance the scales for all of our stakeholders at the cheapest bargain.
This whole strategy sounds totally alien to me. I've got my simple set of rules, and I will stick to them for life, no matter what. I've always believed that a man's character is his most important signature, and that's built on a set of firm principles for life.
I've only increased my admiration for you, given all of this additional flavor on top of your academic genius. It's actually poetic to observe in such close quarters such an unflinching character of principles. And it's also a little interesting, I tell you, because it's only a matter of time.
Well, the curtains of the corporate were rising in front of my eyes. I was now holding a responsible position in the company. And work became the only routine. I used to be exhausted every night I returned home. And the frequency of calls from Kaka only grew from invitation to desperation. Until one such night, I got a call saying it was of utmost urgency, so I rushed.
Kaka, who is this person who has encroached into my property and even staking claim to it?
My city friend seems to be a little late for the introduction, eh? Or is the shade covering my identity? Suna Manjit. Perhaps you need to throw some light on this educated Babu. Give him an idea about how things work here.
I neither have the time nor the inclination to indulge in your dramatic flashback. I'm going to be straightforward in asking you to vacate this land right now. Or else...
Or else... Or else what? I have found the need for this land, and I am only a step away from completing the formalities. Go. Go wherever you wish to, and beckon to deaf ears. Are koi samjha ise, that I control everyone here, from the politician to the peon, and I dictate the plot around here.
Shamsher Singh, it is you who needs a little lesson in how to respect a fellow human life. Oh, what use is this power if it is solely utilized to satisfy your greed and terrorize the helpless?
So this boy, barely out of his teen, is your hero, huh? So he is the reason I have heard a voice in this place after a very long time, Kakaji. Beware. Better be content with your school. Tomorrow, if I want to, your school will be my next target. Samjhe, Kaka.
There is no individual greater than the law. And I believe justice will ultimately prevail. I will give you one final chance to discard your arrogance right here, or get yourself shamefully exposed in the glare of public judicial verdict.
Are court leke jayega tu? Huh? Suno, I have rarely met an obstacle in my life. Ah, there were a few. There were a few that came my way, but were trampled to dirt. You talk a little too much for your ears, Babu. So I will play a little cat and mouse game with you and show you your place. If the long road is your choice, so be it. For itna yaad rakhna, Babu. I own them. Each and every one of them.
Lakshman, you better get to work right away. This fellow and his allies shouldn't be misjudged one bit. The kids have already turned fearful of this monster. But don't give up. I'm sure Bhagwan will show us the way out.
There is no need to fear him, Kaka. Or for that matter, anybody. When we are on the right side, the Lord is always by our side. I will right away get to work and find the best lawyer in town.
Suno.
Terrified by Shamsher, but I had to give some confidence to Kaka and the kids, and therefore I put up a brave face in front of them. On return though, I met this renowned lawyer, Mr. Saxena, and he assured me that my land was in safe hands. Well, that is how a good lawyer is supposed to be, isn't it?
Good morning, Mr. Lakshman. I hope you are having a great day.
Yes, Mr. Saxena. It's been a pleasant day so far. I hope we are on the right track. What's the update?
I am here for that very reason. to give you an update regarding the state of affairs of the case. Frankly, I see no cause for worry, because he has got no case at all in the first place. Given the details, this is a subcase of blatant trespassing, prosecutable under section 442 of the Indian Penal Code. We have got an obvious upper hand. And in that aspect, our greatest strength can also turn into our biggest weakness. For complacency can reverse the tide.
Definitely, Mr. Saxena. You pursue this case with your maximum talent and energy. And we would be indebted to you for a lifetime.
That's being too kind, Mr. Lakshman. But anyway, I actually came here to request the land documents that are requisite for the next hearing in a week's time.
Oh, that should take no time. I shall send it across to you in a couple of days.
Excuse me, sir. The manager would like to address everyone right now.
I should be going myself. I have a couple of other errands to run. So, I'll be awaiting the documents.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have some wonderful news for all of you. We got another opportunity to show our mettle. Yes, we are announcing the next set of business proposals. And I invite all our associate leads to come up with your presentations. I shall inform you all via mail regarding the other details. So guys, give it your best shot.
Well, I sincerely hope the best for you. You are a wonderful asset that this company is privileged to have. But 5 years on, you have been stuck at that same position. I know you deserve better than this. So this time, at least this time, do some sidestepping.
Wait a second, Vineet. I thought we were done with this conversation. I got to play outside the boundary to sneak ahead. I should cheat. Is that your proposition?
There you go again, Lakshman. This is not a question of virtue or morality. Further, we are not cheating or lying to anybody. It's just about smartly playing your cards at the right time to multiply profits, earn recognition, and rise in the organization. Who does not want to strike a respectable career in the shortest amount of time? Tell me, Lakshman, don't you?
Somehow, I would never be convinced of doing a thing like that. I'd rather get a peaceful sleep on a clean conscience than a luxurious bed.
Look, I appreciate your rigid stance on ethical principles. I really do. However, as your colleague in this corporate world who only wishes you well, I can just reiterate this. Victory and virtue are two different words in this profession. And it is your choice, Lakshman, to make between the two.
Someone seems to be lost in deep thought. What's bothering you?
Anvit, I've always abided by the dictum that virtue is the first rule. And yet, a conflict rages with regards to these innocuous routes to success.
Welcome to reality, my friend. Idealism is for the shells. Look around you. Why not the shortest shrewd route to gain over the longer roads of virtue to victory? After all, the years are running away and you're going nowhere. For how long, Lakshman?
You seem to have a valid point there.
I know. Take a chance.
Hey, Lakshman. I think my son really enjoyed reading this Ramayana that you gave. In fact, I too enjoyed reading it. Thank you so much.
மிகுண்டமுபலே பிருத்விராலின மார்த்தாண்ட பிம்பமட்லு
செட்டு சாட்டு நுண்டி வச்சின அஸ்திரமுனகு நிஹதி சந்தனு வாலி ஸ்ரீராம சரமுனகு
All creatures say you're noble and honorable. Yet cloaked in deceit and shame, you stealthily assaulted me from behind. Rama, I have neither attacked your kingdom nor have I ever insulted you. Then why did you do me such grievous harm? Why have you belittled Dharma that you yourself preach so fervently?
தர்ம ரக்ஷணனாக்கும் கர்த்தவ்யமு தர்மமிக்ஷ்வாக்கும் ருபுல உத்யானவனமு அன்னதம் முனி பட்ல பகனு பெஞ்சுகொனுட பாவ்யமகுனே அந்த கண்ண த்ரோகமு அதனி குலசதில் சிக்கு விடச்சி நாலி ஜேசுகொனுட சாட்டு நுண்டி சரபு சந்தின்சுடே மிருகமுரீதி நீவு மெலுகுனந்துன வேட்டகானி வலே சாட்டுனே நுண்டி வாலி நின்னு சம்பவலசி வச்சே
Dharma was a convenient mask for you, Vali. You used it for your pleasure, to rule your subjects with soulless expediency. You were a tyrant, with no trace of virtue and no girths on vices. Vali, the root of Dharma is compassion. Yet, you ruthlessly punished your own younger brother who adored you. Rage blinded you. In vengeance, you imprisoned his wife and forced him to flee for his life. Though a king, you behave like an animal. So, you had to be hunted like an animal.
Oh, how naive of me to overlook. The house of Ikshvaku has always taken pride in hunting animals. Your words are as deceitful as your arrows, Rama. Soaked in wisdom, baby. But its poisonous splinters make my heart writhe in pain. Such petite bravado when you bring anarchy upon us, leaving my people orphaned.
Brother, anger has ravaged your heart and made it vile. Your own people fear you. They obey you, but eons ago they have stopped loving you.
You were a mighty tree that once sheltered us, nurtured us, until the nasty creepers of lust and pride engulfed you, carved the demon out of you. My dear brother and my friend, I may have been wrong throughout. I just did not have the humility to accept it. But I am the strongest beast that ever roamed this forest. In a blink of an eye, I even subdued Ravan. Rama, I learned that The wretched Ravan has abducted your wife. If you had come to me for an alliance first, I would have brought that wicked defaulter to your feet in an instant. You foolishly decimated a potent ally like me.
Potent ally? The arrogance of might in your heart is stronger than wisdom. It clouds your own reason. You still think that physical prowess and beastly strength is all I need. Do you think that I am only concerned with rescuing Sita? Do you think that my only aim is to defeat Lanka and subdue Ravan?
What then do you aspire to achieve, O Rama?
My every action is to pursue the loftier goal of establishing righteousness. And when you are guilty of the same crime that Ravan has committed, should I punish you or embrace you? Righteousness in heart can be nurtured not by force, but by impervious character, which you could never have, Vali.
You forfeited prudency for idealism. You chose to grieve over me, favoring the frail yet wise over the mighty but foolish.
I chose to grieve, for his heart is strong enough to accept and follow what is right and just. It is not the fragile limbs, but a fragile mind that needs to be treated with the balm of righteousness to achieve excellence in the spirit of action. Vali, you had to be defeated in the fight with Sugriv, for I had to reiterate to the world that valor isn't superior to virtue. Remember, great aims need great means. Desperate times demand great sacrifices, not desperate measures.
Pardon me, Rama. Indeed, I was intoxicated by my prowess and mistook thee as you donned the mask of a man. Make my misadventure a stepping stone to your mission. Your mercy may yet redeem my futile life and narrower self.
Go in peace, Vali. May this wisdom guide you further. No life touched by me ever goes in vain. I have come to help the unfortunate and save the doomed. On creation's imperfect visage, I carve the perfect way to life divine. And thus, I must choose the right over the seemingly able.
Indeed, the perfect story from Ramayana that I just needed at this moment.
It reinforced my belief that the path of righteousness may take a while longer, but the path will forever remain right.
I shall stick to my principles and prove that I am right and he is wrong.
From that day, I gave up on sleep and food, nothing else. But clinching the deal this time was more important to me. I did everything I could. There were times when I was about to break, but I was not ready to give up.
Hey Nitin, did you watch last night's match? Virat Kohli was on fire.
Yeah, and if not for that last ball six, I'm sure we would have lost the match.
Huh, there it is. He has catapulted me to the top of the fantasy league table.
Wow, that's great.
And what might be the amusing line of conversation I'm missing here? Anything of utmost necessity that should supersede my immediate attention?
It is nothing, sir. Just slight banter. We were discussing what an improbable victory our team pulled off last night.
Am I not getting across myself perfectly? Have I been spending sleepless nights to stay up and cheer some sportsmen on the field? Have you people come to work here or waste the company's resources?
Apologies, sir.
We shall right away get to work. The final report shall be on your table in an hour's time. What's come of him these days? So moody and worked up all the time.
Such audacity, even in their early days. Mr. Saxena, what brings you here at this hour? You could have called.
Mr. Lakshman, I am a man of reputation for a reason. And I deliver because I play by the book. But this is unbecoming and irresponsible on your part. It's been a couple of months since you have last visited. There is no immediate response to my mails or notices from the court.
My apologies, sir. I have been held up with some urgent work these days. But I assure you that the land means more to me than anything else. Please ensure that we emerge victorious.
I have struggled hard to keep the case alive this far. But I'm afraid, alone, I can do only so much.
There is more at stake than my honor, sir.
Mr. Lakshman, I can wholeheartedly assure you, I am doing my best.
Thank you, Mr. Saxena. That means a lot.
But the final hearing is scheduled for the 22nd of this month. And you must be present at least this one time in court to personally plead your case.
Definitely. Definitely I'll be there, sir.
Listen, Mr. Lakshmi. If you don't turn up for your witness cross-examination, I can only say that the court will record that you have no evidence to give. And this time, please be forewarned. I have no intention of being openly disgraced for your negligence. Only if you come, we can together return successful.
It will be there on my schedule, sir.
See you on the 22nd then, at 8 a.m. sharp.
Beta?
Kaka? What are you doing here? Come, take a seat. It's so good to see you here. The lawyer just updated me on the situation a short while ago. I believe we are on the right track. And just one hearing away from the final verdict.
That's highly reassuring, son. Even all the children and I are sincerely praying for you. We hope for the very best. But it's been a few months now since you have even called.
There is nothing much to worry about, Kaka. I've just been a little busy of late with the project presentation scheduled for this weekend.
Acha, acha. Actually, the other day when I met Sai Prem and Vijay, they were saying that you have even turned inconspicuous at the bhajan sessions. I got a little apprehensive and have come to talk to you and give some support.
It's nothing much to worry about. Once the presentation for the bid is done, I should be able to give my 100%.
Beta, pardon me if it does sound rude, but somehow, in all this hectic activity, I fear you have lost the right direction in this journey. You seem to have prioritized the world over your connect to the Lord.
What do you mean, Kaka?
Don't you think you have shifted your focus from the spiritual sadhana for an insatiable quest of winning an endless race? The Lakshman I knew would always see to his heart's calling. Ask yourself, son, if you are doing justice to your soul truly. Have you forgotten the empathy and conviction of that boy who stood in front of the cottage, pledging a dignity to each child? Have your priorities already turned your noble visionary tribute of gratitude to the Lord to a distant memory? Lakshman, have you postponed your life's ambition and mission for a later date of personal convenience?
Kaka, I have neither lost sight of the goal not turned a deaf ear to the inner prompting. I am not being selfish. But isn't this career as important? How would I support my dream if not for this sacrifice? It's easy to glorify my vision with a sense of nobility. But how exactly can all this be achieved in this real practical world?
I understand, son. And truly wish you the best from the depths of my heart. I only dropped by to remind you, in case you have forgotten. I am sorry. At times I feel so selfish, like the whole idea is mine. Take care, son. Eat well and take more rest. The dark circles are so evident under your eyes. Now I shall leave.
Kaka, I'm sorry. Please, why do you have to go so soon? Can't you stay for some more time?
I wish, beta. I so deeply wish. But I have to go.
Of my life. I couldn't afford to lose now. I had put in my heart and soul into this presentation. We had all finished, and we were eagerly waiting for the decision. I was praying, "Swami, please do not let me lose this time. Where will I hide my face if I had lost?" And then,
"Thank you, gentlemen. Once again, all the presentations were extraordinary and yes, very impressive. But there is one formal announcement pending. Mr. Vineet, the company wishes to place on record that there have been a number of issues lately raising due to your design, and the company had to bear the additional burden. I am sorry, but we are forced to believe that your magic is suited solely to the realm of PowerPoint presentation. As for today's wonderful presentation, gentlemen, I announce that Mr. Lakshman will head the next project. Congratulations, Lakshman."
"Congratulations, man of the hour. I guess you were right after all. Chasing these milestones of personal recognition, I lost the entire plot. I used shortcuts to name and fame and..."
"There are no shortcuts to name and fame, Vineet. Besides, these are only temporary stops as stations in the endless rail journey. Life's an endless railway track anyway. Integrity and honesty combined with excellence is the only formula. And remember, the goal should always be societal welfare ahead of individual success.
And that's why I have constantly reiterated that you are such a precious asset. Thank you, my friend. You opened my eyes today.
Who am I to deserve your praise? You gave me a reason to test myself, to remind myself that deep down, I am after all his child. Besides, Vineet, it is your noble nature that enables you to accept your mistake with grace. You will definitely be a legend in your own right someday.
Presentation time is over, and I'm not your client to get mesmerized by your words. Anyways, thanks once again. All the best, my friend.
Ah, the unequal satisfaction of experiencing that victory is worth its patience. Thank you, Swami, for that wonderful day.
Hello, sir ji. I should have guessed better. Such a big time waste. It only makes me wonder, why start a war when you know you cannot win?
What? Wait a second. Who is this?
Kaun? My Kaun? You wouldn't want to know. In your absence, the court was forced to hand the land to its rightful owner. That is me, Shamsher. Aur ha, agar jaan pyari hai, then don't dare come back to the village.
My God! Today is the 22nd? I missed it. The appointment with the lawyer. The court case.
Lakshman, what happened?
I made a terrible mistake. I don't know what to do. Absorbed in the presentation, I'd forgotten that today is the day of the hearing. And
what, Lakshman?
They gave it to him. It's all shattered. My dream had vision for those children. My word to Kaka. And most importantly, my promise to Swami. Where do I put my head now? Every direction I see, only guilt. And to think of it, that here I was, celebrating my victory, when the court was ruling its verdict.
Lakshman, calm down. Look, there is a reason for everything in life. You might just have to have a little more patience and allow the clouds to pass. To watch the shining stars. Why do you burden yourself with guilt? If your sole intention in winning the project presentation was to protect Dharma, which I am sure it was, then Dharma itself shall protect you. The Lord is watching, Lakshman. His silence isn't his absence.
I don't know, Prem. I cannot understand anything.
Lakshman, we actually dropped by to tell you that tomorrow we all are going to Parthi for an alumni program. We'll be leaving at 5 in the evening.
Would you like to join us? I think it's the perfect time.
No. How can I show my face to Swami after all this? I can't go to Parthi. I can't go to my village. I can't go anywhere. A few days back, Kaka even came and reminded me. And even then I've strayed so far. Now, how do you expect me to return to my mother's doorstep? After this irresponsible act of mine.
For a start, Lakshman, if there is only one place on this planet where you can go, it's your mother's lap. For she cares less about anything else. All that matters to her is you, not what you do or what you are. She's waiting to shower her love and care. Come on, Lakshman, join us.
Imagine, Lakshman, the early morning prayers, Vedam in Mandir, the serenity of our beautiful ashram, and the melodious Mandir bhajans that we all so deeply pine for, directly in the darbar of our divine emperor.
I wish I could come. But I think I need some time alone to do some soul searching right now.
Do think about it though. We leave only tomorrow. So give us a call if you change your mind meanwhile.
Agar chaan pyari hai,
then don't dare.
Man of the hour,
have you forgotten your promise to Swami?
Congratulations, Lakshman.
Welcome, Samshay.
My promise to Swami.
The choice is yours, Lakshman.
Mr. Lakshman will head the next project.
Take care, son.
And it's mine.
You can't take this anymore.
Har pal har kshan bhool kare hum pag pag thokar khaye ek pag aage do पग पीछे साई तुम तक कैसे आए करुणा सागर परम दयालु साई भक्त वत्सल तेरो नाम ओ साई दुख भंजन तेरो नाम ओ साई
What a fool I have been, Swami. We faltered to reach you someday. And I was running away from you. I am coming to your doorstep, O Lord. Please, accept your child.
beloved Bhagwan, you shape our lives with your divine touch. You enrich our lives with the shower of your love. We now seek your permission to offer at your lotus feet a song that reminds us of our great fortune in having you beside us in the journey of our lives.
Prema sarupulaya.
सफर में दिल चलने लगा है, फूलों के बगियों में मन टहलने चला है, यादों के सफर में दिल चलने लगा है, फूलों के बगियों में मन टहलने चला है, कुछ तो है इन ख्वाबों में दिल से निकलते नहीं, कुछ तो है इन राहों में मिलती यहाँ है खुशी, अब इन लम्हों के बारिश में भीगने चला हूँ मैं, यादों के सफर में दिल चलने लगा है, फूलों के बगियों में मन पहले चला है। भीगने चला हूँ मैं, के सफर में दिल चलने लगा है, दोनों की नदियों में मन बहने चला है। कुछ तो है इन ख्वाबों में दिल से निकलते नहीं, कुछ तो है इन राहों में मिलती यहाँ हर खुशी। अब इन लम्हों के बारिश में भीगने चला हूँ मैं, यादों के सफर में दिल चलने लगा है, फूलों की बगीचों में मन रहने चला है।
We now come to the most awaited part of the evening. Just as a weary desert traveler thirsts for water, all of us, Swami, pine for the melody of your sweet voice. We pray to you, Bhagwan, to bless us with your divine discourse.
Prema sarupulaya,
embodiments of love.
Mana pillalu chadavatame kaadu, చదివిన దానిని తిరిగి జగత్కు ఉపయోగపెడుతున్నారు.
Our students not merely acquire knowledge, they also share their knowledge with others in society.
ఈ తెలివితేటలు లేకుండా ఎన్ని ఉండినప్పటికీ ఇవి వ్యర్థమే అయిపోతున్నాయి.
Without this sharing, however intelligent you are, it is useless.
మన పిల్లలు చాలా గుణవంతులు.
Our students are highly virtuous.
Satsira sampannudu.
One of character.
Ee yokka ee character anetuvanti danni varu aadharam chesukoni jeevithinnu gaduputhunnaru.
They carry on their life sojourn on the foundation of character.
Jagattulo etti goppavarayina kudanu vachi mana pillala daggara enniyo vidhamainatuvanti yokka vishayalu telusukogalugutunnaru.
Today men of eminence come to our students and they could learn many things from them.
Itti pillalu nedu vidyarthuluga vachi chernapudikini inkoka 5 samvatsaram lopala tirigi vare ee college ki teachers ga maaripothunnaru.
The students today, after 5 years of stay and study here, they are going to be teachers here in the same institution.
Ee puttapatralo chadinatundi pillalu America, Japan, Germany, Italy anni vayapudu kodanu ప్రచారం చేస్తున్నారు.
స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ కాలేజ్ ఆర్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఆల్ ఓవర్ ది వరల్డ్ ఇన్ వేరియస్ కంట్రీస్.
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి పిల్లలు చిక్కటమే చాలా అరుదు.
ఇట్స్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు హ్యావ్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ క్వాలిటీ.
కానీ మా కళాశాలకు అటువంటి చక్కని పిల్లలు చేరిపోతున్నారు.
అవర్ కాలేజ్ హ్యాస్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ టైప్.
వారిని చూస్తే ఎంతో ఆనందం వేస్తుంది.
You'll be very happy as you see them.
Kanuka itti pillalu manaku chaala avasaram.
Such student community is absolutely essential.
Kevalam ikkada chadivina chaduvule kaakunda bayiki kuda poyi andariki kuda nu vidyavantuluga maarchalani nenu aashisthunnanu.
Bhagavan expects that as you leave the portals of this institution, after completing your study, you should make everybody educated and make a transformation.
ప్రెసిడెంట్ కానీ, చీఫ్ మినిస్టర్ కానీ, ప్రైమ్ మినిస్టర్ కానీ అందరూ వచ్చి మా పిల్లల్ని ఎంతో వర్ణిస్తుంటారు.
మెనీ మెనీ హై డిగ్నిటరీస్, ప్రెసిడెంట్స్, ప్రైమ్ మినిస్టర్స్, గవర్నర్స్, చీఫ్ మినిస్టర్స్, యాజ్ దే కమ్ టు భగవాన్, దే గో ఆన్ ప్రైజింగ్ అవర్ బాయ్స్.
డియరెస్ట్ స్వామి, హౌ కెన్ మియర్ వర్డ్స్ ఎవర్ ఎక్స్ప్రెస్ అవర్ గ్రాటిట్యూడ్ టు యూ for blessing us so profusely. It is only in you, Sai, that the lives of each one of us here finds its meaning. We humbly pray to you to make us your worthy instruments through which you play your divine symphony.
suno.
अरे ओ भैया, हाउ मच ऑडेसिटी यू हैव टू टर्न अप हियर ऑल अलोन. हैव यू टर्न फियरलेस और फुलिश?
नीदर. आई एम हियर फॉर अ रियूनियन विद एन ओल्ड फ्रेंड. प्लीज कॉल शमशेर जी आउट. आई विश टू स्पीक टू हिम.
तो आ गए बाबू, द ब्रेव हीरो विद द कॉज. हाउ डेयर यू स्टेप इन माई विलेज, दैट टू विद योर हेड अप.
यू आर द रीजन फॉर मेकिंग मी पुट माई हेड अप. यस शमशेर जी, आई हैव नॉट कम टू बैटल विद यू, बट रादर रिटर्न टू थैंक यू फॉर एन इमेंस हेल्प यू डिड. नॉट ओनली डिड आई लूज अ पीस ऑफ माई लैंड, I lost a piece of my heart, but it was only when I felt that pain I realized I'd neglected my true home and heart. Shamsher ji, you gave me back my sai. Saram kaka, I'm so sorry for everything.
It's fine Lakshman,
I have brought someone you should meet.
Avinash.
Lakshman. Sai Ram. This was least expected. How have you been? It's so nice to meet you in person after so long.
I too am glad to see you, Avinash. What is this group you have brought along?
Beta, these are volunteers from the Village Integrated Program. And they are here to develop our place and people in all aspects, to refine living into a sacred experience.
For that, we are here to appraise ourselves on the various existent services in the village.
And accordingly, we shall act to establish or improve the quality of the particular service.
Also, we primarily look to establish or improve educational, medical, drinking water facilities and environmental awareness among the people.
And along the way, subtly inculcate the respect for tradition, elders and our sacred culture as a means to transforming this society into a single happy brotherhood.
Kaka, indeed we are so lucky to have the messengers of God walk into our lives. My Sai was always listening. Indeed, see, he's come to fulfill my dream. What a lucky coincidence though, that Avinash, you should be here with this group. It's been my lifelong ambition to build a secondary school for these less fortunate children who have few options. This is my tribute in gratitude to my Swami.
Lakshman, for a divine secret, it is no coincidence actually. When we first planned to start the project and prayed to Swami, He specifically guided us to start in this village. We were not sure at first why this village, but then we knew that there would surely be a reason behind his guidance. I think now we all know why.
Lakshman.
Aye, ruko aye. Lakshman bhai, mujhe maaf kar do. I failed to see what a noble soul you are. After seeing them, how could I be so inhuman? I was even going to deprive a child his ability to dream, to be educated here in his own village. Maybe I wouldn't be like this today if I had got a decent education. I will strive I will strive in all my abilities to help you, Lakshman Bhai. Please, take your land back.
Aur pura karo apna sapna.
Swami, this is truly your miracle. Now I realize this was all your grand design. You tested my adherence to values and corrected me for getting carried away. But in the end, you have made sure I kept up my principles and my promise. Indeed, no matter what, you will always take care of your devotees when they stick to the righteous code of conduct.
Truly spoken, we shall ourselves adopt and participate in the construction of this temple of learning for this village. It shall be Swami school in your village, as you wish.
As they say, his delays are never his denials. When your grandfather and I started this tiny school 2 decades ago, we strove to bring education to this village. But today, you are going a step ahead. Over education, you are also bringing values and culture back to this village.
Where do I start, Bhagwan? The story of your love has no bounds. That overflows to submerge us all in its fragrance and joy. With your own perfect script, you lead us to believe that we have a role of our own. And yet, when we stumble, you rush to pick us up and caress our souls. It's a bond that we are blessed to have with you, O Lord. Love, the unbreakable bond that we promise to share unto the world from this moment on.
We all falter, but you pick us up when we fall. We all get lost, but you bring us back with the rope of love that binds us. We all fall into a race that never completes, but you put us back on the road that shall one day end at your divine lotus feet.
Yeah. ಗಮ್ಯಂ ಚೇರುತ ಸಾಯಿನಿ ಕರ ಸಾಯಿಕಿ ದೂರಮು ಐನನು ಕಲುಗುರು ಮನೋವ್ಯದ
धृत्य साई पादाम्बुजम् भजरे मानस निरन्तरम् सत्य साई पादाम्बुजम् भजरे मानस निरन्तरम् परम पवित्रम् पावन चरणम् परम पवित्रम् पावन चरणम् कलिमल दहनम् श्री गुरु चरणम् कलिमल दहनम् साई पादाम्बुजम् भजरे मानस निरन्तरम् परम पवित्रम् पावन चरणम् करिमल दहनम् श्रीगुरु चरणम् भवभयनाशन दुरित निवारण प्रतिपुरीश्वर पङ्कज चरणम् प्रतिपुरीश्वर पङ्कज चरणम् भजरे मानस निरन्तरम् भज भज रे मानस निरन्तरम् भज भज रे मानस निरन्तरम् भज भज रे मानस निरन्तरम् सत्य साई पादा
साई हमारा हम साई के ऐसा प्रेम हमारा Yeah.
जय जयकार
साई नाम बोलो गोविंद नाम बोलो साई नाम बोलो गोविंद नाम बोलो महादेव बोलो जय पांडुरंग बोलो महादेव बोलो जय पांडुरंग बोलो साई नाम बोलो गोविंद नाम बोलो राम कृष्ण बोलो जय बुद्ध साई बोलो राम कृष्ण बोलो जय बुद्ध साई बोलो जो राष्ट्र महावीर येशु साई बोलो जो राष्ट्र महावीर येशु साई बोलो अल्लाह साई बोलो साई बोलो अल्लाह साई बोलो साई बोलो प्रेम साई शांति दाई सत्य साई बोलो प्रेम साई शांति दाई सत्य साई बोलो महादेव बोलो जय पांडुरंग बोलो साई नाम बोलो गोविंद नाम बोलो राम कृष्ण बोलो जय बुद्ध साई बोलो गौराष्ट्र महावीर येशु साई बोलो सत्य साई बोलो प्रेम साई शांति दाई सत्य साई बोलो गोविंद बोलो गोपाल बोलो गोविंद बोलो गोपाल बोलो
मनमोहन
शिवाय शिवाय नमो ॐ नमः शिवाय शिवाय नमो शिव शिवाय नमो हर हर महादेवा हर हर महादेवा हर हर महादेवा हर 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 महादेवा हर हर महादेवा ॐ नमः शिवाय शिवाय नमः शिवाय शिवाय नमो
Yeah. भक्त जना संरक्षक प्रति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरि शशिवदना शेखरा सर्व प्राणपते स्वामी सर्व प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पलतीका आश्रित कल्पलतीका आगदानवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरु दैवमु मरियंतयु नीवे स्वामी मरियंतयु नीवे नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नागेंद्राशयना ओम जय जगदीश हरे
सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोका सुखिनो भवन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति